hope. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom Aleichem to all my white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. This is Word for Word. A quick note, we had a server problem yesterday, which occurs occasionally. I hope it has been fixed. I don't know whether I'm going out on the air, but hopefully so. It says I am. And if not, it's being recorded. I recorded the entire show yesterday, and it will be on the upload. You'll be able to hear it. You just have to go into the archives and look for that show. We did chapter 21 yesterday of Exodus, and today we are going to do some more laws that Yahweh has given us. And they are still current. We'll get to that after this announcement. This Friday on Yahweh's Covenant People, I won't be on with Eli. He's going to have a judge on that's very much leaning towards CI as a special guest, and it's going to be an exciting program. I get to sit back and listen. That will be at 9 o'clock p.m. on Friday, Eastern Standard Time, Eli and his special guest. So I urge you to listen in on that. My written word is on Anglo-Saxon Israel. It's in the right-hand column under Anderson's Old Testament. Genesis has been updated. I have sent the file to Eli for Exodus, and he is sending it to his webmaster, who will put that up. I'm almost finished with the computerized version of Leviticus, and that will be coming up shortly. And computerized version of Numbers and Deuteronomy will follow, and then the prophets, and then the writings. We'll have the Old Testament complete on it when we're finished. But right now we have to do with the more primitive version that I had done while I was a guest of the federal government. So we will, I see a couple of posts there. Evidently I am on the air. Bueno, bueno, as they say in Mexico. And Pastor Mullet, you should be receiving your little package from me on Friday. I sent it media mail, which really cuts my cost. And it will arrive in fine style. But Pastor Mullet is on in the EFR group here. And he is the new addition, but he's an old CI pastor. He's been at it a long time. But he's just come on EFR with us. Thursday and Friday evidently I'm not transmitting. They must be having server problems again. We'll get into chapter 22. Let me send a little note here. I am on. Well, there we go. We'll do the best we can here. This is Exodus chapter 22, verse 1. If a thief is found breaking in and smitten so he dies, there shall be no blood shed for him. Boo-hoo. Get what you deserve. Verse 2, if the sun has risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him, for he could make full restitution. This is a shocker for today's lawmakers. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft, sold into slavery. For stealing. Verse 3, if the theft is found in his possession alive, like an animal, whether it is an ox or an ass or a sheep, he shall restore double. If he stole one ox, he has to return two. Verse 4, if a man causes a field or a vineyard to be eaten, and has let loose his grazing animals, and shall graze in another man's field, then the best of his own field, and the best of his own vineyard, and of the best of his own vineyard, he shall make restitution. Verse 5, if a fire breaks out and catches in thorns, so that the stacks of corn, or the standing corn, or the field is consumed by the fire, he that kindled the fire shall make restitution. If a man shall give to another person money or stuff for safekeeping, and it is stolen out of the man's house, if the thief is found, let him pay double. Verse 7. If the thief is not found, then the owner of the house shall be brought to the judges again for 30 Elohim. As I said yesterday, that word does not just mean divine beings. It means mighty one, judges, magistrates, a number of things. To see whether or not he has put his hand into another person's property. 4399. Verse 8. For all manner of trespass, 6588, whether it is for ox, for ass, for sheep, for clothing, or for any manner of lost thing that another says is his, the cause, 1697, dabar, it means matter or cause, of both parties, 8147, shall come before the judges, and whom the judges shall condemn, 7561, he shall pay double to the other person. If a man give to another person an ass, or an ox, or a sheep, or any beast for safekeeping, and it dies, or is harmed, or driven away as captive, 7617, and no man sees it, Then shall an oath of Yahweh be between them both, that he has not put his hand into another person's property, and the owner of it shall accept it, 3947, which means to lift it up, and he shall not make it good. Verse 11, and if it is stolen from him, he shall make restitution to the owner of it. Verse 12, and if it is torn in pieces by beasts, 2963, that let him bring it for witness, 5707. In other words, to show that it was torn up. And he shall not pay for that which was torn, because it was attacked by a lion or a bear or wolves. He's not responsible for that. That's not negligence on his part. That's an act of nature. Verse 13. And if a man borrow anything of another person, and if it is harmed or die, the owner not being with it, he shall surely make it good. 14, but if the owner is with it, he shall not make it good. If it is a hired thing, 7916, it came for his hire. Verse 15, and if a man entice 6601, a virgin, 1330, that is not betrothed, 781, and he lie with her, 7901, to lie with sexually, to lie down to sleep, to lie, it has several meanings. One is to lie with sexually. He shall surely give a dowry to her, 4117, to be his wife. 16. If her father utterly refuses to give her to him, he shall pay money according to the dowry, 4119, of virgins. Verse 17. A sorcerer, 3784, you shall not let live, 2421. This word is the source in the New Testament of pharmakia, and it is called a drug sorcerer in the scriptures by the Scriptures Research Institute, because they are enchanting people with drugs. They're doping them up like they're doing with this date rape drug today. And with some of the others, they're pushing these drugs on people and give it to them free for a while till they get them hooked on it. They're to be put to death. Instead of overcrowding the prisons, you're supposed to kill drug dealers. Execute them. Verse 18, whoever lies, again, 7901, lies with sexually, with a beast, 929, that's two-legged or four-legged. A non-Adamic is called a beast in the Hebrew. Verse 19, he that slaughters, 2076, in other words, slaughters for the purpose of a sacrifice, to any Elohim, small e, except Yahweh only, he shall be utterly destroyed. 2:7:6:3. Verse 20. You shall neither treat violently, 3:2:3:8, nor oppress, 3:9:0:5, a sojourner, 16:16, a ger, because you were sojourners in the land of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt. Verse 21. You shall not afflict, 6:0:3:1, any widow, that's number 490, or fatherless child, an orphan, 3490. Verse 22, if you afflict them in any way, and they cry out at all to me, I will surely hear their cry. Verse 23, and my wrath shall grow hot, 2:7:3:4. And I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. He's going to make their wives widows and their children fatherless because you oppressed a widow or a fatherless child. Bad business. You're supposed to take care of them. That's the duty of the so-called church, the assembly, the congregation is supposed to take care of them. And that is what tithing is for. The local assembly of Israelites is to take care of the widows and orphans among them. That is what the tithe is for. Not to buy big Cadillacs and padded pews and pipe organs for $300,000 and build a mega church. They're supposed to use that money to take care of the poor and needy in your community of Israel. Not send Bibles to Africa. Verse 24. If money, 3:7:0:1, that is kesef, that means silver, that they use that word for silver or money. If money you lend, 3:8:6:7, to any of my people that are poor, 6:0:4:1, by you, you shall not be to him a creditor. 5:3:8:3, you know they're poor in the first place, and it's going to be hard for them to pay it back. And here's a key passage. Neither shall you lay upon him usury. 5:3:9:2, we are forbidden to take part in usury, lending our money out at usury, or paying usury. Either one, we are not to do usury. It is an abomination to Yahweh. And that is at the heart of the problem with the United States of America and the rest of the nations, is we are in debt to the usurers, against Yahweh's laws, and you wonder why we're being punished. The bloodsuckers have bled us dry. Verse 25. If you at all take another person's clothing as a pledge, you shall return it to him by the time the sun goes down. Verse 26, because that is his only covering. It is clothing for his skin. What shall he sleep in? And it shall be when he cries out to me that I will hear, because I am gracious. Now, what he's talking about, his covering, his clothing, is the large shawl that Israelite men are to wear with four corners on it, with the tzitzit on the corners of that garment. It's very large, and they used to wrap up in it, and it was and sleep in it, because it was their covering. And they were also buried in it. They wrapped them up in their prayer shawl and put them in the ground. They did not build a coffin. They laid them on the stone, if they had enough for a sepulcher, and let their body completely decompose, and then they went in, because that was the family sepulcher, and they put all the bones in a little box and put a sign on it who it was, and stuck it up on a shelf in the sepulcher, and they could get hundreds of people, but they had to let that body completely turn to bones, and then they put the bones in a box. So that's how it was done in those days. Verse 27. You shall not revile, 7043, the judges, the magistrates, the Elohim, nor curse, 779, the leader, 5387, of your people, because they were godly people in those days. They were put in that position because they knew Yahweh's laws, and they would administer Yahweh's law fairly. They were not the corrupt judges and leaders that we have today, because if we went by Yahweh's law today, we would not have any of these shysters and thieves and liars and abusers of power over the top of us. But we're not going by Yahweh's law today. That's gone by the wayside. Verse 28, you shall not delay, 309, to offer the first of your ripe fruits, 4395, and of your liquors, 1831. Now, liquors doesn't necessarily mean alcoholic beverages. Liquors means distilled juices of fruits. Same way, wine doesn't always mean alcoholic wine. It can mean alcoholic wine, but not always. It can mean grape juice. And continuing on in verse 28, the firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. In other words, you will dedicate that child to Yahweh. You're not going to sacrifice him. You're going to redeem him with the animal that they stipulated. But that son will be holy. He is the firstborn son. And you will raise him in a holy manner. Verse 29. Likewise shall you do with your oxen and with your sheep. 7 days it shall be with its dam. That's 517. That means mother. But when you're speaking of a beast, it's a dam. On the 8th day you shall give it to me. It shall be sacrificed to Yahweh on the 8th day. Verse 30. And you shall be consecrated men to me. Consecrated is 6944. Kadosh, holy, set apart. This is all of Israel. He's not talking to a special group in Israel. All of Israel is to be consecrated to him. We are to obey his commandments and behave in a certain manner. We don't do that today, so we're being punished. Neither shall you eat of any flesh that is torn of beasts, 2966, in the field. You shall cast, 7993, cast it to the dogs, 3611. Back then, race mixers were killed. They were stoned to death. Usury was forbidden. Attorneys didn't exist. And all the behind-the-scenes crooked dealings wouldn't happen because they were under Yahweh's laws. Well, when Yeshua Messiah returns, all this perfect law will come to be, and right ruling will prevail. And these punishments are going to be leveled on these people. They are goat people. They have sold their soul to the children of the devil and do their bidding. Hot coffee. So let's get into the references here. Chapter 22, verse 8, reference Leviticus 6, verses 3 and 4. And verses 15 and 16 reference Deuteronomy 22, verses 28 and 29. On verse 17, reference Deuteronomy 18, 10, and 11. On verse 18, reference Leviticus 18, verse 23. And 20, verses 15 and 16. And Deuteronomy 27, verse 21. On verse 19, reference Deuteronomy 17, verses 2 through 7. Verses 20 and 21, reference Exodus 23, verse 9. Leviticus 19, verses 33 and 34, and Deuteronomy 24, verses 17 and 18, and 27, verse 19. On verse 24, reference Leviticus 25, verses 35 through 38. Deuteronomy 15, verses 7 through 11, and 23, verses 19 and 20. On verse 27, reference Acts 23, verse 5, and on verse 30, Leviticus 17, verse 15. So this is all basically common sense law. All of this. And Yahweh doesn't make it complicated. He makes it just common sense. And the problem with common sense is that it's not very common. That's a quote. I'm stealing that from one of our sages here in America. So let's get into chapter 23. It's got 33 verses, and this is more law, so we're going to do two chapters today. Chapter 23, verse 1. You shall not carry, that's 5375, that means also to lift up, to promote, deceitful, 7723, rumors, 8088. Put not your hand with the wicked, 7563, to be a witness, 5707, of violence, 2555. In other words, you will do violence to another person with false words. You would claim to be a witness, but you will lie. Verse 2, you shall not follow, 3:10, a multitude, 7227, to do evil, 7451. In other words, don't be part of a mob. Neither shall you answer, 6030, in a dispute, 7379, and this is one word, incline your mind, 5186, to pervert justice, again, 5186, following many, 7227 again. Don't be of the mob mindset and pervert justice with a mob mentality because you have some agenda you're trying to present. Verse 3, neither shall you, and this is one word, show unjust bias toward, 1921, a poor man in his dispute, 7379. In other words, don't favor the rich over the poor because the rich may give you a little bribe. Give the poor man his justice. If he's right, he's right. Support the right. Not the man, the right. Verse 4. And if you encounter, 6293, your enemy's ox or his ass wandering about, that's one word, wandering about, 8582, you shall surely return it to him. Even though he's your enemy, you are to return his property to him because that is what's right. He's telling us to do what's right. Even if it doesn't sit well with us, regardless of our feelings, we are to do what's right. And as a pastor, it is my duty because I was called to preach. When I come across false doctrine, it is very easy to just go along and get along. And, oh, I don't want to offend anybody. It's my duty to oppose false doctrine where I run across it. I'm not going to go along to get along. Other people might, but I will not. When I hear nonsense being presented as doctrine, I'm going to speak against it. And if it's spoken on a show, I will refute it on my show. It is my duty. I don't have a choice in the matter. I'm called to do what I do here. And I will not let false doctrine slip by. I won't give it a pass, regardless of who is teaching it. Verse 5. If you see the ass of a person that hates you lying down because of his burden, in other words, the poor animal, they've really loaded it up, and it just broke down, and would stop 2308 to help him, 5800, you shall surely help with him. You will have pity on that poor animal, in other words. Doesn't matter whether the guy that owns it is somebody that really dislikes you. You will help that poor animal. You will have mercy on that animal. And maybe you will change that person's mind about you. There's that dual purpose right there that Yahweh's slipping in. He is the wisest of the wise, and he gives us good laws. Verse 6. You shall not pervert, 51:86. Means to turn aside, pervert, change. The judgment, 49:41, mishpat, of the poor in his dispute, 7379. In other words, going back to that other verse, just because he's poor and his opponent may be wealthy, you don't decide for the wealthy man because he can do more for you. Put yourself aside and do justice. If the poor guy is right, then the judgment should go for the poor guy. That's not done today. You buy justice. Verse 7, distance yourself, one word, 7368, from a false matter, 8267. What did I just say? Don't have any part with false doctrine to be popular or go along with the crowd. Stand against it. And the innocent, 5355, and the righteous, 6663, do not slay, because I will not declare righteous, that's one word, 6663, the wicked, 7563. This is Yahweh speaking. In my text, these words are in bold. This is Yahweh giving commandments. Verse 8, oh boy, and you shall take no bribe, 7810, because the bribe blinds, 5786, those who see, 6493, and perverts, 5557, the words of the righteous, 6662. Boy, does that ever go on today. Slip that attorney and the judge a little bit of money, and you're going to get your judgment. That's disgusting. And we see it all the time. And these people are put in position because they're crooked, because they're going to go along with the government line. And we wonder why we're being punished. Verse 9. Also, you shall not oppress, 3905, a sojourner, 1616. Because you know the heart of a sojourner, because you were sojourners in the land of Mitzrayim. Somebody that's coming through the land and is visiting a temporary resident from out of town or whatever. you're not supposed to give him a hard time just because he's not from around there. Well, that's not done today. If you move to a different community and there's a bunch of people in the community that don't like outsiders, you're not going to be welcome, even though you're of their own people. Israelites persecuting Israelites. Verse 10, and 6 years you shall sow 2232 your land, and shall gather in the fruits of it. 6 years. Verse 11, but in the seventh year you shall let it rest, 8058, and be left alone, 5203. So that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In a like manner you shall deal with your vineyard and your olive yard. That seventh year you just let it go. You don't reap the benefits. You let the stuff grow up naturally. And the poor people that don't own land and can't raise their own food can go out and pick that wild growth and have food. And the beast of the field can eat of it, like the deer coming in and eating corn in a fallow field. Verse 12. 6 days shall you do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, 7673, so that your ox and your ass may rest, 5117, and the son of your concubine, 519, and the sojourner may be refreshed, 5314. That's the Sabbath day again. He doesn't take that lightly. Verse 13, in all things that I have said to you, be watchful. 8104, keep watch over, guard, protect, observe. That's what 8104 is. And remember not the name of other Elohim, let them be heard out of your mouth in worship. Okay, now this is not in worship. I'm going to give you the names of the days of the week that we use. Sunday, the day of the sun, Sol Invictus. Monday is Moon's Day. Tuesday is Taya's Day, pagan goddess. Wednesday is Woden's Day, otherwise known as Odin. He was an Israelite king, but now the Norse had worshipped him as a god. They elevated him to god status. That's pagan. That's all that Yule business. Thursday, that is Thor's Day, the god of thunder. Friday is Freya's Day. That's one of the god's wives. And Saturday is Saturn's Day, either the planet Saturn, which they worshipped, or Satyr's Day, the goat demons that were mentioned. That's what a satyr is, half goat, half man. Highly sexual, orgies, all of that, pagan sexual perversion. We use pagan names for the days of the week in your Gregorian calendar. Same way with the months of the year are called by pagan names. January for Janus, the two-faced god. On and on and on. I'm not going to go through the whole list. You don't need it. They're pagan. Christmas is pagan. Easter is pagan. Stop observing them. Don't let your kids observe them. And for heaven's sakes, don't celebrate Halloween. That's devilish. verse 14 of chapter 23. 3 times a year you shall keep a feast to me. These are listed. Links all over EFR and a bunch of things. Shar's got a bunch of links. Verse 15. You shall keep the feast of Matzot. 4, 6, 8, 2. That's unleavened bread. 7 days. Right after Passover. You shall eat matzot 7 days, as I commanded you, in the appointed time of the month Abib, that is the month of the green ears. That's what that means. That's the only month that has a name. The only month. For in it you came out of Mitzrayim, and none shall be seen in my presence empty-handed. 7, 3, 8, 7. They were to come to the temple and give an offering. Well, that's done because there is no temple. The temple is in our bodies, and the new temple will be coming down with Yeshua. Then he'll tell us what to do. Verse 16, and the feast of harvest, 7105, the first fruits, 1061 of your labors. Wave sheaf, which you have sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, 614, which is the going out of the year, when you have gathered in your labors out of the field. 3 times a year all your males shall be seen in the presence of the Lord, 113, Yahweh. That's Adon Yahweh. Not Baal, Adon. 18, you shall not slaughter, 2076. Slaughter for sacrifice. The blood of my slaughtering, 2077, with chametz, 2557. That is leaven. Neither shall the fat of my feast remain until morning. Verse 19. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring into the house of Yahweh Elohecha, that means your divine being. You shall not boil, 1310, a kid, 1423, in its mother's milk, 2461. In other words, you shall not take one of the kids of the goats and kill it, and then boil it in its mother's milk. Now, the Jews have taken this passage and say, you're not allowed to eat meat and milk in the same meal. Has nothing to do with that. That is their added rule by the rabbis, and it is utter nonsense. Mother's milk. I'm sorry, that was not intended to be a pun. It's absolute nonsense. That's just something that their rabbis proclaimed. What a bunch of liars. They're Talmud. Verse 20. Behold, I send a messenger before you to watch over you on the journey and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. 3559. See, they were still in the wilderness. They were going to do the big journey of 40 years. They didn't know that yet, but they were out there. 21, be careful, 8104. In other words, guard yourself in his presence and listen to his voice. Grieve, 4843, him not, because he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. That messenger, or the church would call him an angel, you didn't mess with him, because he didn't have Yahweh's forgiveness. He just had Yahweh's laws, and he wasn't going to show mercy to you. Verse 22, but if you indeed listen to his voice and do all I speak, then I shall be an enemy, 340, to your enemies, 341, and an adversary, 6696, to your adversaries, 6887. 23, because my messenger shall go before you and bring you to the Emori and the Kitti and the Perizi and the Kanani, the Kiwi and the Yebusi. That's the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And I shall destroy them. 3582. You shall not bow down to Elohim, that means their divine beings, nor serve them, nor do after their works, their pagan methods. You are not to do what they did. But you shall utterly destroy them, 2040, and break in pieces, 7665, their sacred pillars, 4676, and you shall serve Yahweh Elohim, your divine being, and he shall bless your food and your water, and I will take sickness, 4245, away from the midst of you. And what we got amidst, in the midst today is sickness. Verse 26, there shall nothing miscarry, 7921, young, nor be barren, 6135, in your land. The number of your days I will fulfill. You'll have a full life. Verse 27, I will send the fear, 367, of me before you, and will confuse 2,000, all the people to whom you shall come, and I will cause to flee, one word, 6203, all your hated enemies from you. I shall send hornets, 6880, before you, which shall drive out the Hiwi, the Kanani, and the Hitti from before you. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, 8077, and the living creatures of the field multiply against you, you know, predator beasts. 30, little by little I will drive them out from before you, until you have increased, 6509, and inherit the land. And I will set your boundaries, 1366, Gebul, from the Sea of Reeds unto the Sea of the Pelishti, that's the Philistines, and from the wilderness, 4057, to the river, 5104, that's the Euphrates. Because I will give the inhabitants of the land into your hand, in other words, into your power, and you shall drive them out from before you. That was a commission. We were commanded to do that. Didn't do it. You shall make no covenant with them, like we do today, or with Elohim, their divine beings. 430. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin, 2398, to fall short of the mark of duty or requirements, against me. Because if you serve Elohim, that's their divine being, it will surely be a trap, 4170, for you. There's a lot of notes here that I have to go through with this chapter, and I'm going to have to do them on the next show because they're long and complicated. So I'll just pontificate here, pardon the term, a little bit. We're in apostasy. We are not being obedient to Yahweh, our divine being. He clearly gives us all these commandments. that would solve all our problems if we had kept up with them and obeyed them. It's just a shame. We're being punished, and it's our own fault. What he wants now that he has sent Yeshua, Messiah, to cover over and bear the weight of our sins of apostasy on that one-time gift he gave us on Calvary, as new people come in, as new Israelites are born, and they realize that Yeshua is Messiah, we need to do everything we can do to start obeying these laws. Even if the law of the land opposes them, we are to obey God rather than men. Paul said that. Peter said that. A bunch of them said that. We are to follow Yahweh's laws, even if it's not the law here. I will do the notes for chapter 23 tomorrow. So I've done 22 and 23. You'll have to catch it on the rebroadcast or in the archives. They evidently have fixed the problem. I don't have any control over that. All I do is record it, and it connects to an electronic means, and I don't have anything to do with that. All I'm doing is doing the broadcasting. That's a control matter with the people that are in charge over the server. So if I'm on, I'm on. If I'm not, it's being recorded. You'll have to catch it on the redo. But I've done a full recording today, and everything has turned out all right. I did chapter 21 yesterday, and I've done 22 and 23 today, but I'm going to do the notes for 23 tomorrow and then go into chapter 24. So that's the best that I can do under difficult circumstances. I'm sure they've got it resolved. That these are very complicated matters, and the guys that are doing this are volunteers. They don't get paid for this. So please don't beleaguer them with complaints. There are technical glitches sometimes, and it is not their fault. It's just inherent in any computer process. We are very, very lucky to have these people on the job, so to speak, for which they get little thanks. I, for one, am very grateful for all that they do for EFR. They really do a wonderful, wonderful service to us all. And I truly appreciate that. And I have been helped over and over and over by these folks. I have been taught and have learned and am still in process of learning. And praise Yahweh for these men that stand up. They're not sitting in the background. They're actually walking the walk instead of talking the talk. And that's a blessing. So I will say at this time, Shalom Aleichem, and I'll catch you tomorrow, and I'll do the notes for 23 and get into chapter 24 of Exodus. Yahweh bless.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.